Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
No, I'm not sick. Just swallowed down the wrong tube. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the reasons why I swallowed down the wrong tube, right, why I am coughing, is because when I read the news this morning, there was a couple things that just kind of was a little bit of a shock. This one wasn't too much of a shock, but Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has left her party and has moved to independent. I think she is registering now as an independent. And I'm a little mixed on that. This could be very, very good for her. It could be very, very bad. And I don't know if that is something that should be emulated by a lot of politicians. Because, first, if you are a politician, your primary responsibility is supposed to be to your constituents. They come first. Not your political party. Not your political beliefs. Right? I mean, hopefully you're honest when you try to run for governor or senator or congressperson. So if you have, let's say, Democratic support or you have Republican support, you have those dollars going to your campaign, you are saying one thing to get elected, and then it changes once you're in office. That could bode pretty badly. On the flip side, if you become an independent, you're pretty much killing your career. I don't want to say not everybody. Some independents do well. Some independents have done well. But for the most part, it's very hard for you to win on an independent ticket. So if you are, running for governor, it's usually Republican, Democrat, and then the independents or the libertarians or whatever. They get a couple percentage points at the most. So on the flip side, she might not be doing this for political gain because it's really hard to go anywhere as an independent. And then, where is her donor base? Now, I don't know much about running for office. When I was asked to run, I understood that there was a process and that there was leadership in either party that needed to cultivate you, needed to nurture you, and get you through. And so Kyrsten Sinema could be the gutsiest person alive, or she could have just screwed over her party and her constituents. So I'm mixed. I don't know. I haven't really been following Arizona politics, but we find out today that she's leaving the Democratic Party, registering as an independent, and she told Jake Tapper on CNN, "I've registered as an Arizona independent. I know some people might be a little surprised by this, but actually I think it makes a lot of sense. I never fit neatly into a party box. I've never really tried. I don't want to. Removing myself from the partisan structure, not only is it true to who I am and how I operate, but I also think it'll provide a place of belonging for many folks across the state and the country who are tired of the partisanship." So this could also be the harbinger remember I said there's a lot of people that aren't really Democrat, aren't really Republican, and maybe a new party is going to come out of this where you have the moderates of both sides that just want common sense and not the extremes to move forward. And so, like I said, this could be probably the worst political move she ever made or the smartest one. People are worried about what happens to the Senate. I don't think it really does much. It sounds like she's still going to vote the way she usually does. She doesn't necessarily caucus with the right. She doesn't caucus with the left. Caucusing is where you, basically, okay, well, whatever you guys do, I'm going to, rank and file I'm going to follow along. She's always kind of been independent with that, so I don't think it's going to make much of a change. Of course, you know, the Democrats say that they have a majority in the Senate. They still do, because even if she's independent, so if they have a 50-49 plus her as one, you still have Kamala Harris that could break the tie for the Democrats. So the Democrats still control the Senate, but it does remind, you know, the current administration that, you know, not all politicians are just going to vote D or R. You do have some independent thinkers, which I am. I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of independent thinkers. But again, that's number two. Number one is you're doing a job. You are hired, but you are hired by those who have supported you and who elected you to represent them. Okay. You could think that New York should have a whole new highway system. Your job is to represent Arizona, and your job is to be there in the Senate upholding the Constitution and doing everything else that the senators are supposed to do, including taking breaks and doing everything else that they get to do. You know, if she is representing, you know, her Arizona constituents, then all the power to her. Yeah, I do wonder, you know, you see these politicians, you see them get on TV and you see them go off and do their thing, and you're like, okay, they want to run for president, or they want to run for governor, or they, you know, but I do admire, you know, people who say, look, you know, this is really what I think is best. And maybe politics, you know, needs to go away, and it should be that we are electing not a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, but we are electing somebody smart. We are electing somebody who can actually make a really good decision and help us figure these bills out. You know, when I elect a senator or a congressperson, I'm electing them for their reading ability, because I don't understand these bills. So I want someone who could read. I want somebody who could understand it and go, look, guys, I read the bill. I read Obamacare. It was 2,200 pages. And this is the stuff that snuck in it. Oh, okay. That's what I'm hiring them to do. And then can you make a good decision? You know, will that help us? Will that hurt us? We need to remove probably 1,500 pages of this, but it could be a good bill. That's what I'm hiring them for. I'm not hiring them to be Democrat or Republican. I'm not hiring them to, you know, it'll be interesting. So I'm mixed. We'll see what happens. If this is what our constituents want, all the power to her. If it's not, then again, you know, our job is to, if we are in office, to be there for what our city, state, country needs. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I want to tell you about this patient case, not my patient. But rabies is back in the news. And when we play Monday morning quarterback and we go back and we see what happened to a patient and what they went through and what the doctors had done, it's very easy, you know, to criticize and say, okay, well, they should have seen this. They should have seen this. And, but maybe what's good in doing that is we learn and can then identify it sooner. And the reason why this is kind of upsetting me is we have a 7-year-old boy in Texas who died from rabies, and it wasn't discovered until it was too late. And, you know, we should pretty much be able to identify or, you know, think of rabies, but there were some missteps that happened, and not to anyone's fault, that I think we all need to be aware of, so we're on the lookout for this. So the CDC has reported there was a death of a 7-year-old boy from Medina County, Texas, but care wasn't sought until 2 months later when the child started to have symptoms. He presented to the emergency room with right hand itching and arm pain, got sent home with steroids. Condition worsened. Came back, had delusions. Some muscle spasms, worsening itch. Was given some muscle spasm pain, some pain medication, sent home again. Parents brought him back later that day because now he's having fever, hypersalivation, change in mental status, had to be intubated. Still wasn't figured out till 2 days later. And apparently he had been playing with a bat. Didn't think he was bit or scratched. So nobody thought of it. And it wasn't until, I believe, the infectious disease doctors took a really thorough history. And, I mean, I don't even remember what I did 2 days ago, let alone 2 months ago. And they were able to, you know, deduce that, wait a second, this could have been an animal exposure, ran the rabies test, found out it was rabies. By then it was too late and the boy died. So now, the reason why I bring this up, I don't want to depress anybody, but how many times have you had a problem and you were just given a steroid? Steroids can suppress the immune system. I'm not saying the steroid made this worse, but I don't like giving steroids so easily. I like doing a little bit more investigative work. So allegedly, this was in August 2021, and we're hearing about it now from the CDC because I think, you know, after they did the case study and they put everything together, we're hearing about it now. This was published today on the CDC website. I think it was published last night because I saw it say 12-9. But he was only 7 years old. He was playing outside his apartment. Now, I got bats. There are bats all over the place where I live. I completely forget. I mean, I know they could carry rabies. I just don't touch him, and I stay away from him. I was walking the dog, and there was a woman running down the street going, run, run, bats, bats. I'm like, oh, there's always bats. I mean, she's literally running down the street. But now after this case, I think I believe her. So we're told from the CDC that he did inform his parents that he was bit by the bat. But no rabies post-exposure prophylaxis was sought because there were no visible bite marks, and the family was unaware that if you did have contact with a bat, you could get rabies. I know it because I'm a physician, but not everybody knows that. So the kid might have said, I saw a bat, I picked him up. Kid wasn't bit. Kid wasn't, I mean, you know, for those of us that grew up in the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was like, I throw some dirt on it and move on. Now it's like, oh my gosh, you know, we need full workup. 2 months later, he starts having altered mental status, seizures, eventually gets diagnosed, but still, it was too late. So he died 22 days after his symptom onset. They said 57 people met the criteria for suspected or known exposure to infectious secretions, and I believe they were all okay. Rabies is nearly always fatal unless you catch it early or do the post-exposure prophylaxis. So what ended up happening is 2 months after all this happened, they go to a freestanding emergency department because his right hand was itching and he had right upper extremity pain. Now, in the doctor's defense, I wouldn't have thought of rabies if the parents go, look, we don't know what's going on. He's really, really itchy and his arm hurts. Now, I might have thought of something neurological, though. And I don't know if I would have given a steroid. I would have probably done some tests. I wouldn't have thought of rabies first and foremost, but it would have been on my list. And I would have asked if the kid was bit. Now, if the parents don't remember, the parents said, no, kid wasn't bit. Was he scratched? A scratch could give you rabies. It might have been differently. So anyway, he was given oral steroids. The next day, he went to a different hospital. Now he had a rash on the right side of his head, right scapular area, right hand and arm, along with continued pain. So people thought that was shingles. They gave him acyclovir, which is an antiviral. They gave him antihistamines and ibuprofen. Now, again, in doctor's defense, you know, and in the parents' defense, you got a rash, one-sided rash, prickly pain, shingles can do that. But here's the thing. He was having head pain and arm pain. Shingles follows a single nerve. If you have shingles on your arm, you won't get it on your head. So it follows a nerve root. You might get it all on your head and scalp near the eye, or you might get it all on the arm and scapula because it's coming from the neck, but it wouldn't be on both. So that was odd. By the way, there's also a blood test to tell. One day later, he comes back having delusions and worsening itching of his forehead. They discharged him again, giving him Valium for the spasms and gabapentin for pain, because they probably were thinking, all right, well, he's just having bad shingles. Well, later that day, he goes back to the same facility, now vomiting, fever of 104, nausea, hypersalivation, and a change in mental status, including confusion and delusions. He had to be intubated because he couldn't breathe. Now, at this point, anybody should have thought of, you know, some sort of neurological condition or some sort of infectious disease that could be infecting the brain, meningitis, rabies, etc. He was transferred to another facility, admitted, and given antibiotics because they thought he had a central nervous system infection. They tested him. They did do a spinal tap, and they checked him for herpes, varicella, enterovirus, mycoplasma, Bartonella, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, but again, not rabies. Finally, on October 25th, an infectious disease doctor got the history that there was a bat that might have been involved 2 months earlier. The child had reported that he was bit, but there were no bite marks. So the parents didn't know that there could have been an issue. Care wasn't sought. Then they started experimental intrathecal human rabies immunoglobulin on day 7. Not successful. Ends up dying the next week. So if at all, it takes a team. And I see how everybody's innocent in all this. I mean, I see how things can happen. This is what we do. Whenever we look at medical cases, we're like, okay, well, we should have thought this, we should have thought this. You know, when you're in the thick of it, you might not think of it. But I can't believe how often we forget about rabies. I mean, I love animals, and I touch animals, and, you know, the kids, they're pretty, you know, there's tarantulas. I mean, I have to tell them, don't touch a tarantula, because the hair can cause issues. And I know, you know, a lot of us have grown up much tougher, and so we don't want to teach our kids to be weenies. And so there's a chance that the parents are like, you know, oh, yeah, you saw a bad, good, wash your hands really good. And they don't realize that something like this could happen that could have been so, so dangerous. And mind you, it's expensive. I see so many people on telemedicine, and it's expensive to go to an urgent care or go to an ER and get prophylaxis. You know, they thought he's fine, he's not bit, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. Always think about rabies. Whenever there's something not right, always ask your kids if they've been around an animal. You think about if you've been around an animal. You know how many people are bit by a shark and they don't realize it until they get out of the water? And they're like, what the hell is this? You know, oftentimes you don't necessarily notice it. And it could be a puppy. It could be a cat. Make sure all animals are up to date, but realize we are surrounded by animals. I think there was one episode, I think it was on Fox News, where they showed these animals just coming after people. If an animal has rabies, they will come after you. So the fact that an animal came up to you has to make you think that they have rabies. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Colorado judge on Thursday unsealed documents involving drop charges against Anderson Lee Aldrich in 2021, the suspected Club Q mass shooter from a bomb threat back then, and vowed to become the next mass killer at that time. Prosecutors say the suspect's family members refused to cooperate with authorities, and one of the reasons the charges were dropped. On Thursday, Amendment 3 was officially added to the Missouri Constitution. It allows residents over the age of 21 to possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana and use recreationally. The Orion spacecraft is on its way back to Earth and will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. So far, so good, NASA's mission manager, Mike Serafin, says an antenna has been acting up, and that's the only problem so far.
The antenna is performing, but it has low performance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so you guys know I'm a huge fan of sports, huge fan of football. But I always like to use football as an analogy to real life. You know, I think football can be analogized to relationships. I think it could be, is analogized even a word for work, school. And for those of you that saw the Rams-Raiders game yesterday, you'll get what I'm trying to say with this next segment. You need to find the right team. Whether you're in school, whether it's a job, whether it's a domestic partner, spouse, you need to find the right team for you in order for you to excel. And if we're going to use sports, and we're going to use last night's game, the Raiders and Rams were playing. I was at my friend's wedding meet and greet. One of my former students is getting married. Congratulations, Jessica Page. So I was there at an event, and the Raiders-Rams game was going on. So I was following it as I could. And, you know, the Rams were, I think they only made a field goal. So they were at 3 points to the Raiders' first scoring. And it was, I think, what, maybe, then it was like 10-3, 13-3. No, it was 13-3, then 16-3. So by the time I got home, fourth quarter, knew the Raiders won. Raiders are from Vegas, so go Raiders. Excited for them. They've been playing really good. They have three previous wins prior to this. So they're getting their groove. But then all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield, and a lot of us are like, wait a second, Baker Mayfield's with the Rams. When did he leave the Panthers? He left the Browns. I like Baker Mayfield. He left the Browns, was with the Panthers. I think he got released with the Panthers. And then because Matt Stafford, I believe, had a spinal cord injury or a neck injury, I haven't had a chance to follow all that, he was up to bat in football. So a player that joins a team and only has 2 days, okay, to learn the plays, and even the routes can be pretty consistent, you know, learn the signals and all that, it was a fantastic last minute and a half to watch. Because they pull, actually a couple minutes, they pull from a 16-3 deficit to a 16-10, and then they end up winning 17-16. Within the final, fourth quarter comebacks are so fantastic. Just like defensive scoring. Those are like to me some of the most exciting things. But you got Baker Mayfield, who I like and I think is a good quarterback, just crushes it. And you're looking at this going, maybe, should he have always been with the Rams? What's going on here? And, I see this all the time where somebody doesn't do well in a class or they don't do well in a workplace. And then they lose the confidence. They feel like the references are going to, you know, be bad. They don't think they're going to get teacher recommendations. And then you put that kid in a classroom with a different teacher, and they flip and blossom. Or you put that employee in with a different group, and they just blossom. I've had that. I've had that with students. In fact, last night some of the students have said, you know, remember when you told me, you know, don't quit, and, you know, whatever that person said was wrong, and overcome and all that. Many people think that whatever situation they're in is the situation they have to work in. Not always. You know, and don't let that dissuade you. I've seen students overcome. I've seen individuals at work overcome. We had one employee that wasn't getting along with another employee. And it was, you just thought there was no way this relationship could work. So we moved a couple things around, both them just excelling beautifully. So with sports, when you see what happened with Baker Mayfield, I'm sorry. It was amazing. You gotta just watch that. So he was he had just joined the Rams 2 days after being claimed off waivers. When you're still new to the NFL, you can't be a free agent yet when you get released from a team. So another NFL team could pick you up, and I guess the Rams picked him up. He just makes it to LA. I think it was first time in SoFi Stadium. Didn't even know where the locker room was. And he was able to crush it like that. So the reason why I bring this up is many of you work in toxic workplaces. And I get it. There's a lot of toxicity. I also get that some people misinterpret toxicity. Your boss wanted you to come to work and wanted you to not call out. And we're going to be talking about how, I think it was Olive Garden manager said, really, if your dog died, bring in the dog. We're going to talk about that. But, which I don't think was appropriate, but I see the frustration. You know, you don't have to spend any minute of your life being in a situation that you don't want to be in. Right? In the olden days, that's the way it was. You had to feed your family. And if there was only one factory to work at, and it only had one boss, you had to make it work. And you did make it work. It might have stunk, but you fed the family. You know, now you have all these choices. And, you know, we used to not think about mental health and getting through the day and taking stress days and all that. But, you know, if you're a boss or a manager and you notice there's a bunch of call-outs from an employee, okay, don't just fire the employee. Don't think they're lazy. Sit down with them and be honest and say, look, I'm here for you. And no, not going to get fired by anything in this conversation, but talk to me. You know, why are you calling out? Is it, you have a lot going on at home? Sometimes they do. You know, is it you don't like your job? Would you rather be doing something else? Is there a person you're working with that's not, tell me what's going on so I can make this better so you don't lose all your sick days and, if there's a way for us to make this better, make it better. Now, if, you know, you have a fast food joint and you need that person working and there's not really any other place for them to go, you know, you could put them in drive-thru, you could put them in the kitchen, but, you know, there's only so many places you could go in a very small 900-square-foot building. But you know, work with them. And you might find that the reason why these people are struggling or calling out is because they're just not doing well. You know, I don't like to quit a job, but I quit a job when I was in medical school. One, my boards were coming up. But the other reason why is I was always put in these stations, and I wasn't, you know, making tips, and I wasn't, you know, it just wasn't working. I had school, and I didn't really want to quit, but I noticed I was just always getting stuck in the station that just didn't, for those of you that, you know, wait tables, you understand that you could get the big parties, you could get the small parties, you could get turnovers, and there's some stations that the way it's designed sucks. Now, I could have asked them to change the station around, but I had to study for finals. I really wasn't supposed to be working in medical school anyway, so I ended up leaving the job. And I would have had to leave anyway because they made you move across Nevada to do your clinicals. But everything is negotiable. Everything is workable. Everything is. You know, and I told you guys, you know, before the recession, you know, if you want to work from home, you want to keep your job, talk to your boss. If your boss does need you on site, is it that they need you on site every single hour of your shift? Or do they just need you 2 days a week? You know, the flexibility is what we need. Baker Mayfield last night showed he was flexible and how he knew the plays and could call the plays, and you saw him direct everybody. I mean, and mind you, you know, I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan. I'm a big Tom Brady fan, big Dak Prescott fan, Jalen Hurts. I mean, Garoppolo, oh my God, he doesn't even have to do anything. He can just stand there, and I'm a big fan. But I got to tell you, kudos to Baker Mayfield for making it work, having that flexibility, jumping in, taking it on. And Matt Stafford was really, you know, supportive of him and all that. That had to be hard for Matt Stafford to stand on the sideline and watch all that happen. But do not, give up on a career, give up on a class, give up on anything, because you might be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And just switch it up a little bit. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Brittany Griner has arrived back in the U.S. She landed at Kelly Field in San Antonio, Texas. As I said, I am dying to hear her press release once she, you know, recoups and gets fed and can, you know, get back into, you know, her normal life. I'm glad she's back. Would love to hear more about what's going on. Would also, you know, I think a lot of people are still, you know, concerned about her lack of patriotism, some of her vocalizing in the past, and if that's changed, if she, you know, supports America now or not. So it will be interesting. But, you know, give her some time. But the WNBA star was held for months. I think it's been 10 months. In Russian prisons on drug charges, which was apparently cannabis oil for her vape pen.
She worked in both Russia and America as a WNBA player. And in Russia, she's been there before. She's worked there before. She said she packed haphazardly, or maybe she thought no one would notice. I don't know. We got her back because we did a one-for-one prisoner swap with notorious international arms dealer Viktor Bout. Putin is now saying he is open to more prisoner swaps. Huh, you think? He got a really good deal with this one. Roger Carstens, the president, the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, tweeted, "So happy to have Brittany back on U.S. soil. Welcome home, BG. Per standard procedure for freed U.S. prisoners, she is going to undergo a medical evaluation and then, of course, reuniting with family and friends and all that. President Biden announced her return. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release." Yeah, here's the problem, though. It sounds like they needed Saudi Arabia to help and the Crown Prince's help. And why did it take 10 months? You know, I mean, I want to commend them for being able to get her back while we are on the cusp of war with this country. But this should have never happened, and any country watching all this has probably had second thoughts now about, you know, the danger they could face if they mess with any of the Americans. CBS News was the first to report the swap. It took place in the United Arab Emirates, citing a U.S. official. In fact, I think it was John Kirby who had said, "This was the only deal they got. They had to take the deal they could." I don't understand that. Shouldn't we have upper hand? I mean, we had a terrorist, or somebody who armed terrorists in our possession. We should have gotten everybody back. Well, Putin got such a good deal, he wants to do more. Now, we have former Marine there. We have, I think, a teacher, another educator over there. And more that I don't even know if the media even is aware of. So Russian President Vladimir Putin said he is now open to more prisoner swaps with the U.S. after he was able to get the Merchant of Death from Brittany Griner. "We aren't refusing to continue this work in the future." Bout got a hero's welcome in Moscow when Griner touched down in San Antonio, Texas. Putin said everything is on the table and pointed to compromises found in the past. The White House still, though, faces criticism for leaving Marine veteran Paul Whelan. And I know, you know, some of you are like, all right, everybody calm down. You know, they'll get him back. He's been there 4 years. My issue with that is, and again, not to take away, I'm glad Brittany Griner's back. I said since the beginning, we need to get her back and get her back now. This is ridiculous. But our military is having a hell of a time recruiting right now. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But one such thing that's not going to help the situation is thinking that America doesn't have their back. If you are sacrificing your youth, your health, your life for this country, in return, the country should have your back if you are a prisoner. They should be doing everything possible. Now, I don't know exactly everything that happened. I think they accused him of being a spy. U.S. government said he's not. This is ridiculous. But he's been there for 4 years. Every American needs to know that this country has their back. Every non-American country out there needs to know that we have our people's back. And if you take one of ours, you're not going to get a gift such as an international arms dealer all gift-wrapped back to you. You are going to get pain. And I had said this yesterday early on, that if any country is watching what happened, all Americans abroad can be at risk. You hold them for ransom. You hold them hostage, you hold them for ransom, and then you get something, you know, big and juicy. And Viktor Bout, we should have gotten 1,000 prisoners back for him. Now, again, I do not know all the intricacies with the State Department, but the optics of it look bad. I mean, maybe there was something else that we aren't aware of. But when you look at it takes 10 months to get an athlete back for a cannabis oil charge, we got problems. We either can't negotiate or nobody fears us. Senior White House official told CNN on Friday they believe Moscow will keep negotiating a deal over Whelan because there are things they want in this world. We have shown an openness to talk about which is actually available to us and gotten only in response a demand for something not available to us. The Biden administration has insisted Putin left them with a choice of bringing home Griner or no one in the swap with Bout. Well, I would have told Putin, okay, well, you're going to be facing some rain. We're going to bring the rain. No. That you want him back? Why did Putin have the upper hand? I don't get it. So, when America says they had no choice, it doesn't look good. Bout had also been tied with trying to sell arms to Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and was a former intelligence officer in the Soviet Union. The Pentagon has, according to reports, raised concerns he could be returning to dealing arms now that he's back in his home country. Republicans have said the deal means that Americans could be detained abroad simply so adversaries can engage in a prisoner swap. It's true. I mean, this really puts us in, and again, we needed to get Brittany Griner back, but, I mean, a lot of the sanctions we've done, maybe that's what happened. Maybe, you know, we used all our sanction artillery with Ukraine, that there really wasn't anything we could do to rattle Putin, with the exception of going to war with him. And Putin knows very well that America does not want to go to war. And trust me, I don't want boots on the ground. I don't want us losing American lives. But I think we've put ourselves in a very dangerous position here, giving him this win. Brittany Griner, we should have gotten back day one. This went on for 10 months. The Marine, we should have gotten back day one. We weren't at war with Putin 4 years ago. What happened there? And I understand it was a different president. But what the hell happened? Why are we not the most feared country on the planet? And I don't want to rule by fear, but I just don't want people screwing with us. I want people to think, oh, wait a second, it's an American. What movie was that? Where something happened and it ended up being an American and the bad guy was like, oh no, I screwed up. And now I got America all up into my peritoneum. So, you know, if you are abroad, be careful. You know, even if you think you're in a safe country, keep in mind that, you know, as much as you want America to have your back, they might not. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.